Welcome, everybody. I'd like to start this episode with a quote.
Oh, great.
I wrote this quote down earlier today. I am so tired and I need to carb load.
Oh, geez. Who said that?
Bridget.
That's me.
I have things. Well, I hope you carb loaded.
Not enough. I'll tell you that.
But I have things to deal with the tiredness. I'm very excited for this. It is New Year's Eve at Lake Geneva Country Meats as we record. And I'm ready. Are you ready?
Nope.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, always a good tune from Nick, guys.
So, all right. So what
we don't give you real music anymore, just Nick tunes. Yeah, okay. Take that away from the microphone.
I make that noise anymore.
I'm so nervous about this. Tall, skinny cans look like freaking hard seltzer, man. That better not be hard seltzer. Is this some kind of alcoholic coffee?
No.
Listen to me. I'm so nervous. All right.
So I have been targeted at Target by these Alani energy drinks.
Oh, my God.
Constantly. And I want to try them.
Ew.
Because look at them. They're targeted towards 90 kids. It looks like a freaky 1998 Taco Bell.
Those are targeted towards women.
Well, you're a woman.
Look at those, Nick. Yeah, but energy drinks just make me think my heart's going
to
explode.
I know. So this is why. Period. I'm so excited to try them with you.
Wait, do they have alcohol in them?
No, there's no alcohol.
Oh,
we
I'm
have
sorry.
Alcohol later.
We're
we'll discuss
now.
The alcohol reason. So first, I have energy drinks for you because, in your words, I am so tired.
I am really tired. I did not sleep enough.
So this is Alani Energy. We have Blue Slush, which is one of my favorite cup flavors.
That
color.
Just feels like a weird icy.
Yes. We have Breeze Berry.
What the fuck is
Watermelon Wave and Cosmic Stardust. I think we start with Watermelon Wave.
I think all of these are going to be repulsive. Oh,
I'm so excited to do this with you, Bridget. I just...
The cans do look like a 90s Taco Bell.
Don't they?
90s Taco Bell? Yeah. Thank you. I remember when the Taco Bell in Lake Geneva opened and like it was a big deal.
It was
I remember
a huge
my mom
deal.
Taking us like it was freaking Christmas.
This is watermelon. Oh, this is delicious.
Oh, this is pretty good, actually. Because my heart can explode. I literally, like, drinking a Red Bull makes me think I'm going to have a heart attack.
As someone that drinks a significant amount of Red Bull every day, no.
I know.
It won't.
But I already had coffee today.
So here's my, this is delicious.
That's really good, yeah. It's very sweet. Mm. Also, it needs to be cold, which they are, so good job.
There's only 10 calories and 6 grams of carbs.
It gives me a little, is there sugar?
There's niacin. No, so there's niacin. Zero sugars. There's 110% of your niacin, 110% of your B6, 110% of your B12.
Oh. This sounds like a hangover cure, actually.
It does, actually.
It gives me a little bit of that, like, I'm not going to make the noise in this microphone, like, kind of like thickness in my mouth because it's kind of sweet.
It is. This is breezeberry.
What is a breezeberry?
I don't know. What's a schnozberry, okay?
Yeah, a made-up thing from a Willy Wonka movie. This one's cloudier.
Yeah, it's... Oh, this has got like a lemon ice type of situation to it.
It's also really pretty
this
good.
This is... Oh, my
these
gosh.
Are good.
These are great. I might be leaving Red Bull. This is... Oh.
I mean, these taste... significantly better than a Red Bull.
I love Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull. Oh, hi.
So my Red Bull story, the Lake Geneva Bowling Alley had significantly underpriced Red Bull vodkas forever.
Oh.
Like they did, it was like $3 a drink for a Red Bull vodka. And
gross.
We went there on a family thing once. I was like, I need to drink alcohol to deal with my family. I don't know if you have a similar situation.
Never. That's it, period.
And so I have to, I don't have a great family like you do. And so I have to usually drink a lot of alcohol to deal with my family. So I maybe had 3 Red Bull vodkas.
Oh my God.
Over like
up?
A bowling. No, I'm fine. I can deal with all these things. I know it's an up or a downer. It's not, I know.
I throw up every time I drink vodka.
My grandma caught on to what I was doing.
Like drinking alcohol?
No, the vodka Red Bull situation. And she started crying and gave me a big hug and said, Nicholas, I need you to promise you'll never do this again because I saw 60 minutes on this and you can't pair it up or to doubt her. People die all the time.
Oh.
I'm like,
I mean, she's not wrong. Yeah. Vodka, Red Bull, the only 2 times I remember drinking it in my life, I remember one of them ending up throwing up in an alley. It was somewhere around Summerfest time and I was very young. I mean, legal, but young. So no, oh! Red Bull, not my fave. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. This, you guys.
This one is blue slush, and it literally looks like.
It is bright blue.
The melted.
Slushies.
Slushy, blue slushy.
It looks like, if you're from Wisconsin, the slushies at Quick Trip. The blue slushy.
I'm so excited for this.
Or blue UV.
Oh, it smells just like it. How does it have that, like, melted guys, I know, ice flavor?
These do all have the perfect, like, fake 90s kid flavors that oh are my God, so
this
good.
Is delicious.
Oh, this tastes exactly like a blue slushy.
I need to send these home with you for Tyler.
They're so good.
So good.
I just assume every Red Bull or every energy drink tastes like Red Bull, which tastes like poison in the cup to me.
Monster tastes like poison.
Well, I think it tastes like Red Bull. Blueberry Red Bull I like with vodka.
The regular one is like so much sugar. The sugar-free one I think is the better one.
This is so delicious. Good. There's no sugar in this?
No, there's these no sugar.
These all feel like giving me that like...
There's 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, shit. They're all giving me like the viscous... That yeah. Sound, that's gross, yeah. But like I don't know how to describe it. I feel like I could just like water it down a little.
I use the phrase masticate. Early Ron Cheese mentioned.
Oh, I almost spit my blue slushy all over.
Ron Cheese product recommendation. Here we go. Bonus product recommendation. Ron Cheese has look at this one.
Oh my God, this one's purple. Holy shit, it's like neon purple.
This one is cosmic stardust. Ron Cheese, I only had a small Red Bull today in preparation for this. Ron Cheese
should have warned me.
A pumpkin spice latte. Oh, I didn't want to warn you because when you said the coffee, I was almost like, oh, I should.
Bridget, tell you don't not drink to copious drink. Amounts of coffee. Your heart is going to explode.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I got a downer to follow up with this.
Okay, great. Ron Cheese, pumpkin.
He's got a pumpkin spice latte, alpine cheese.
Oh, I love you guys, but.
So, I Carrie, intrepid manager down there, hooked me up with a sample.
How was it?
Simona said, I don't like this. This is a bad one, Daddy. Ooh. And spit it out.
Well, I mean, two-year-olds and pumpkin. That's
I
fair.
Made sure to share that feedback with Mr. Ron.
Did you try it?
I did.
Oh.
And it was not super aggressive. It was the cinnamon part of it that I think gets, like, abused on a lot of the pumpkin spice stuff
yeah.
was not over the top. And up front, I was like, I mean, I don't hate it. I don't like it. But then when I started masticating it, which is the only way I can use to like only
what does that mean?
Like chewed. Like when you get like kind of that like what a mommy bird would give to baby bird.
Regurgitated food?
Yes. Like when you have it masticated, like where you move it back to your molars, like you take your first bite up front, then you move it back to your molars, and then like you continue to chew so you can swallow it.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. Anyway, it was, like, good because all the flavors kind of, like, combined nicely at that point because, like, the cheese got in a good consistency. Anyway,
okay.
I'm all for it. Ron, good work. The alpines that you're doing are just, like, bomb.
This one tastes like melted cotton candy.
I'm giving this one to Elliot.
Oh, my. Yeah. Doesn't it taste? That's
yes,
all.
Yes, it's it exactly like, what it tastes like.
Like, I don't know how else to say it. Wet cotton candy.
Oh,
wait, what flavor is this? Like, what is this called?
Schnozberry? No.
Waterberry.
Cosmic purple. Stardust. This one has, like, an evolution on, like, the palate, too.
This is 100% cotton candy.
This is delicious.
I feel like, how much is, like, is this a variety
like
pack?
$2.49 per can.
Per can? Do they
Which
not come in
cheap.
A pack? That's cheap.
I don't
cheap.
Know. I gotta look at it.
$2.49 per can?
Yes.
I guess that is cheap.
Red Bulls are, like, $2.99, like a- yeah.
You guys,
I gotta figure out who sells this.
Are these
I gotta
all
buy
the flavors?
It. I don't know. I think there were more, but these are the ones that spoke to me.
I feel like we need to get all of them.
It's a Target end cap.
It worked. Okay, wait. I need to Google. What is the brand? I can't see it.
Alani. A-L-A-N-I.
That's a weird. Okay, Alani Energy Drink.
Well, look at it, though. Look at it. Look at it. Like.
Yeah, it looks pretty. Oh, there's a something with a pink lips, like dripping pink lips. It looks like strawberry, maybe? Oh, you can buy cases of it. Wow, you guys, I'm...
It's delicious.
This one
it's
is a
so good.
Berry pop, which I bet is probably delicious.
Oh, I bet that is delicious.
Oh, you guys, I am distracted. Well, they have coffee!
Oh.
Alani has... Oh, my God, Nick, there's like 100 flavors. Cherry slush. No, thank you. Hawaiian shaved ice. Mimosa. There's a mimosa one. Tropsicle.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Trippy hippie.
I'm all here. I'm here for
Fruit
all
Blast
of it.
And Rocket Pop. It's a Bomb Pop one.
They have a Bomb Pop one?
And Dream Float, which has got to be an Orangesicle or Creamsicle. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, you guys. I got nothing else to say. We are losing our cool over here.
So I do feel like making fun of boomers for putting carpeting over and linoleum over beautiful hardwood floors is worth it. And like they have their, you know, buying stupid old toys for way too much money thing.
This I might buy.
This, like, I get it. Us millennials, our 90s kids things of like, we want our 90s kids stuff. But we're not like spending 10 grand. We're like, hey, if you could make an energy drink that costs less than Red Bull that tastes like our childhood, we'll buy it.
And it's only $2.50 per bottle. Okay, delish. Happy Woo! New Year. But also, is it too early to wish happy other things?
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday. I just had to, you know, do that with the champs because I know she'd appreciate it, right?
I think so.
So when we say New Year's Eve, to clarify everybody, it's fiscal New Year. It's the end of the fiscal year. In case you were wondering why we were wishing you Happy New Year's Eve in what will be October when you're listening to this.
Friends, people who've listened for a long time, I think you're aware New Year's Eve is a special day in my life.
New Year's Eve.
Get very soapy, soppy. I get very introspective about what did we do well? What can we do better? You know, Mike McCarthy had some ridiculous things as backer coach. Like,
backer coach, Mike McCarthy.
Clean it up. Oh, yeah. Not. That's one of the reasons I call him Michael, I think, to like separate him from. Yes.
My brother-in-law is also Mike McCarthy.
Much skinnier, much more handsome, and hasn't got kicked out of his kids' sporting events for yelling at referees.
Not yet. There's still time.
Anyway, I get like introspective and I love it. True, and it's like, true. I feel like the movie Elizabethtown, there's like a great quote about like the solemn melancholy of the road. And like, it's very Irish thing, like soak in like the melancholy and like enjoy it, embrace it and get better from it. I just love New Year's Eve because it's a great way to be like, hey, these are the successes from last year. Here's the things that sucked. But you know what? Cheers.
We're all getting better.
And we're going to be better next year. It's going to be a bright, beautiful tomorrow. So anyway, I take the opportunity to celebrate twice because
why not?
Why celebrate once when you could celebrate twice?
I think we have lots of things Cheers. To celebrate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Look at us. We'll still be here in the new year. Don't worry. Hope so. Would you miss us if we were gone? What if I put cotton candy beverage into this?
I bet it'd be good. So this is some bomb-ass American sparkly wine. This is not actual real champagne. It's priced similarly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's vintage 2015 Santa Lucia Highlands Brut Cuvée from Caraccioli, which is probably in the top. No, it's definitely in the top five. Yeah, we sell this.
I feel like it'd be great in a mimosa, too. No, I know. I'm sorry. It's expensive sparkling wine. Don't judge me. I'm hiding behind my computer. I'm sorry, you just gave me four glasses of like what tasted like pure melted sugar, and now you're having me have a delicious sparkling wine.
It's a good day to be you.
I'm distracted by this Alani. It's called like I just went on LinkedIn to follow them. It's called Alani Nutrition.
Do you know how
would you call this nutrition?
You know how I know you're an adult?
That I went on LinkedIn. I know.
You watch Instagram stories. For TikTok. Oh, wait, no, you're not an adult.
So actually, the reason I went on
here. You're now a 23-year-old, like, spamming people on LinkedIn. Want to hire me, bro?
Hi, bro. The reason I went on is my cousin, well, Tyler's cousin, so whatever that, you know, she is a marketing manager at a sparkling water company that I, like, can't think of the name. And I was like, oh, my God, is it this? And it's some, like, trippy word, like, Alani. No, she does it at Nixie. So that's why I went on LinkedIn to look at her job. Sorry. That's all. Okay. Whew.
So I'm interested in all the sparkling water. Tell me more about this.
I mean, I don't know. I've never had the brand she's talking about, but I'm telling you.
She sponsor podcast?
I don't think so, but you know, I could ask her. She is their digital marketing
really
manager.
She's not really your cousin. There's no real matter. Conflict of interest.
She is also a twin.
Whoa.
I know.
I was listening to my book about the United States Army in North Africa in World War II. And one of the quotes was
I'm old.
From a twin. Well, you know, when men turn 35, they have to choose one of two things to get into, barbecue or World War II. I chose both because I'm extra. Anyway, and I've been into both for a long time. So screw you, boy. Meme. I'm screw you.
Screw you.
My older brother-in-law did the, like, when he turned 35, I was like, I'm choosing to barbecue. I'm like, don't be a meme.
This is all very funny.
Anyway.
Did we lose track of what we're talking
about? Anyway, there's a quote from a guy who said, I knew when my twin died, and I was just glad I knew he was dead and didn't have to worry about him anymore. I was like,
what?
I almost like called you. I was like, Bridget, do you think you'd know if Shannon was dead?
I do think I would know, if you're curious. I am now following all the sparkling water companies on LinkedIn. Okay, I'm closing it down. I'm distracted. Anyway, more about 90s kid things.
Yeah, more about 90s kid things.
So we talked about the Happy Meals. Didn't we talk about that last week?
We did. We did.
Apparently, someone posted, instead of, like, I'm very excited about the Halloween buckets coming back, but they are coming out with...
Oh, Ron just texted me. Whoa. He's listening to last week's podcast.
Oh, I was like, can you hear
And
us?
He literally said, long time to get to Henningfield mention, funny podcast. Actually, no, he said podcast funny.
Podcast funny. Okay, so McDonald's is now releasing Happy Meals. I don't know why I'm all in on McDonald's news, but clearly I'm getting targeted. You get, and these are available, guys, as you listen on Sunday release date, they are available Monday, October 3rd. And you get either a Hamburglar. Oh, that's disgusting looking. What is that?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Nick is showing me a picture of like what looks
Ron
like
sent this to
weird
me.
Packaged meat.
It's Alpine cheese soaked in Dow wine.
Oh, gross.
It looks like a brain.
It looks disgusting. Okay, please listen to my McDonald's story.
I'm listening.
So I don't know the names of these, but the vintage, like old school characters. Do you remember? Like
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar, the purple goblin thing, and two others. So they're releasing Happy Meals with all four of those figurines in it. So that's up. What?
Hold up. Hold up.
Hold up.
I want.
Yeah, well, they are released on Monday, October 3rd. The first day, it's a cactus plant flea market box. I don't know what that means. Anyway, they're targeted at adults, and they're meant to get us 90s kids back into it.
Clearly.
Oh, here, Grimace, Hamburglar, Birdie, Grimace. And the fourth is a little yellow guy sporting a McDonald's shirt called Cactus Buddy.
I've not heard. Oh, no, I know that guy, yeah. Grimace is a good one. I like that.
Love Grimace. So there you go. You can go get yourself a fun little Happy Meal. Again. What else is going on? How else was your week?
I have a new office.
It's pretty bomb, guys.
I'm really excited about this. Speaking of fiscal years, we had a good year. We had a just shit year last year. I don't think this is... I think I've been pretty public about this, so I don't care. Things, stuff, challenging year. All the things. So this year, instead of giving myself a bonus, as we traditionally do as owners of the company, if we have financial success, which feels like something you should talk about. I'm like, no, we're in business. We want to make money. If we make money, we pay ourselves more.
Oh, like, I do think it's weird, if I'm being honest.
Like, it is weird. But like, shouldn't we just be like, no, like, if we make more money, we make more money.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I don't know. Anyway, so I would traditionally get a bonus for like the fact that I did a good job and made more money.
Okay.
Instead, I put it into a $1,300 standing desk.
I thought it was way more than that, if I'm being honest.
It was on sale. It's 72 inches by 72 inches L desk, fully motorized, up, down.
It's insane, you guys. It's insane.
I'm 5 days in, and it is incredible. It has changed my life for the better. I feel more energy, or maybe, maybe it's just all the Alani. My back doesn't hurt so much.
Ugh,
I love it. I'm very excited. I've had like 7 very good meetings with people. Just like stand up, like, hey, what's up? We both like lean on a table and like look each other in the eye face to face and have a discussion.
Weird.
It's great. Instead of like sitting in a cramped, horrible,
I mean, yes,
closet of my old office.
Yes. What if someone wants to sit when meeting with you?
So I'm, I got to figure out the chair situation. Yeah. I sent you a picture. I have, this was a great idea from my beautiful wife. Happy birthday, Sarah. she suggested putting some like bar height tables in the one corner. So I put those in there. So there's a little like L-shaped table-y situation where people can sit there, and I'll have, I think probably rolling chairs is what I'm going to have to do because it'll have the stools back there. So I'll need to have rolling chairs.
Yeah.
So we could sit too.
Roll them out of the way.
Yep. if yeah. needs to be rolled, or maybe like folding chairs to be like, I don't really want you here this long.
Well,
because it's just going to be like vendors.
Oh, what like, about me? I meet with you for a long time sometimes. What about me?
Well, okay, so you, because you're right, you are the use case where I see a meeting with you. Like, we have hour and a half, 2.5 hour, 3 hour yeah. meetings.
Yeah.
We should not sit in one place for that long.
No,
so if I have like, yes. Yeah. So I feel like you'd be like, it's good we have a stool, a chair, and a standing situation yeah. so we can cycle through
that. But like a folding chair, no thanks.
Yeah, it'll make us stand better. It'll make our posture better.
Okay, noted. When I have to come
in. We're 90s kids. We're getting old.
When I got to come and meet with Nick, I'm standing for 4 hours.
No. There'll be a chair comfortable chair. And then
okay,
I have a mat on the floor I'm going to get a yoga mat. And then we could like sit no, crisscross get the, applesauce.
Get one of the soft mats. Like I have the one of those, standing
yeah.
mats.
I have that. Yeah, Jesus I just, Christ, yeah. Man. It was Nick $30 on Amazon.
I got one, I think, at Aldi for like $12. And I wish I would have bought 10 of them and put them everywhere.
Yeah, you should have bought all of them.
I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Sarah.
Oh, gosh. What? Nick is choking.
Sarah asked me if I get like this stuff for my office. I'm like, good idea, but no.
No, I don't think you need that.
No, I agree. But it was a good idea.
It was a good idea. Don't worry. He's got a whole wall of art planned.
Stay tuned. I just love
Oh, my God.
So much. She's the reason I do it. Hashtag do it for her.
Do it for her. I would be remiss to not announce the death of Coolio. R.I.P. Gangster.
R.I.P. I love all these. So I saw Reddit has some great Coolio content right now. Yeah, go figure.
Has anyone made a joke about like it not being a fantastic voyage? Because I've been like really trying to come up with one about like, ooh, your fantastic voyage was cut short, but none of it hits right.
None of it hits right.
I know.
There's
if Reddit had it, I thought maybe
this video of evidently like in 2002 he played at college and the kids like got there and like, hey man, why don't you come back to our dorm and chill? He's like, So he went back to their dorm, cooked them dinner.
Shut up.
Yep, cooked them dinner. Evidently, Coolio could cook. And then this kid, like the stereotypical, like, I brought my guitar to school.
Here's weed in my guitar.
I knew a couple chords. So
did they not know who he was?
Oh, yeah, they knew who he was. So Coolio, like, said, all right, I'll do the acoustic version of Gangster Paradise. And, like, the kid's, like, playing. He's like, and Coolio's like, nah, not like that, like this. And then, like, telling him, like, speed up, slow down. And made, like, everybody do the, ah, and they're like, he's like, no, sing.
Dude.
He's like, ah. And so he's like, I'll find it. And so he's doing, you know, like, the verses, and then he makes them sing the chorus. And so they're like, been banned in most our lives, live it. And he's, like, jamming out. You all could see.
You all can see it. Gangsta's Paradise is maybe the first song that I realized I could proudly sing every word to.
My problem is I start singing Amish Paradise every single.
I'm out of that. I was in it for a long time, but
as I walked through the valley where I harvest my grain, I took a look at my wife and I realized she quite plain. Cause that's okay.
I don't remember
for an
those
Amish
words.
Like me.
I remember churning butter.
Cause I shun fancy things like electricity.
Oh my God, I used to love.
I gotta
that
go see the Weird Al movie.
There's a movie?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Been spending most my life living in this Amish paradise.
I remember some line about churning butter in that song.
That's, oh yeah, there's
Anyway,
like
RIP man. The first place I saw it was an hour after it got published and after like all the press release.
Yeah,
whatever.
You blew up my phone about like,
oh no.
I want to know how he died.
Bro, I blew up my sister's phone the night before because she's 2 hours earlier and I found out at like close to midnight because Macklemore, also located in Seattle where my sister is, he posted about it. He said, like, you know, RIP Coolio on his stories, and he shared a video of the two of them together, which, like, legends. And, yeah, so anyway, I text Brittany about it because I knew she'd appreciate it, and she might not be asleep, where the rest of the world was probably the rest of my
friend
group. I actually
wish you would have, like, blown up my phone. I have the, like, sleep mode thing on.
I
so
never know.
But I would have been like, oh, shit.
I text people at weird hours, and then I'm like, listen, it's your fault if you don't have Do Not Disturb on these days.
That's true. One of my favorite, like, stages in life was the, like, I might be up at 2 a.m. and maybe your friends that have kids around this age to like send you a text at 2 a.m. Cause at that point you're right. Like if you don't have donut. So if you're up, You actually are so happy to get that text from someone.
I will never forget my friend Robin, who did that when I had a kid, when I had Elliot, and I was like breastfeeding at 4 a.m, and she had a similarly aged kid, and I would just like get up groggy, crabby, and I'd have like an awesome text waiting, even if she wasn't up, or sometimes she was, and we could like text back and forth for the 20 minutes, and it was so nice. So I tried to do that for my friends that had kids underneath me. Anyway, okay, RIP Coolio. I think we can talk about, maybe in our food section, we'll talk about this next riveting food trend.
All right. So this is a little bit of a, it's blowing up my phone. Mandela Barnes.
Oh, shocker.
Okay. So my news story.
Yeah, you have, could you read that?
I have legit some bad sweary words. So I'm not going to have a news story. I'm going to read this thing from Reddit. And it's called, I have a different thing I wanted to do for a while for after the break. So I'm going to read this now.
Okay.
And r/Milwaukee, people who left Milwaukee for a better life, why did you leave and how it's been?
That's me crying.
My favorite one, the best one right now, I mean, dot, 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 dot. I'm in the path of a hurricane, so you could say it's going well.
I mean, you're dumb for moving to Florida.
I agree.
I hate Florida.
Lived in Milwaukee from 99 to 22 and moved to Fort Lauderdale because we wanted a bigger city with warm weather, year-round beaches, and better sailing. While we got all those things, I miss a lot. Food, pay, healthcare, parks, people, cost of living.
Cost of living? Oh, yeah, Florida. Well, that's, some of those things surprise me, actually.
I left for a girl in 2015. We're married and had our first kid 6 weeks ago, so that's great. However, I live in Brooklyn. I'm happy here, but it's the person rather than place. I miss Milwaukee, and I don't think it's for anything other than the fact that Milwaukee's just a lot more fun than Brooklyn.
What?
I left Brooklyn. Because I had no job prospects in 2016. Kind of on you, bro. Now I'm working and moving back because I could transfer to Milwaukee with my current company, and I'm so tired of paying my eyeballs to rent in a soulless city with terrible food.
Wait, does it say where he lives?
So the top comment after that, like, reply is, soulless is either Dallas, Phoenix, Denver, or Charlotte, which is my point.
Oh, I would
like,
say Seattle. Seattle people.
Dude says
nice.
It's Denver. And it's this huge thing of people shit-talking Denver.
Really?
Where they're like, it was cool in the 90s when you could just like go ski or whatever whenever you want. Now it's everybody move here to ski whenever you want, and the line is 2 hours.
Well, and I feel like Denver has no originality because everyone from Denver is a transplant.
Yep.
Everyone. So like, yeah, Denver. Great. Beautiful.
I left to LA because I'm trying to get a job in Hollywood. People keep asking me to take my clothes off. I don't like that. That didn't happen in Milwaukee.
Yeah, sure didn't, did it? This is funny.
LA, and it's fine. I love the weather and think it's hilarious that Milwaukee complains about traffic, which is why I hate LA. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
So many places. There's no green space, and I'm the only one here that's really here to work. Milwaukee needs jobs badly. Not just crappy ones, but industrial manufacturing work. People can build a life even if they don't have a degree. And I disagree with that so deeply.
I was like,
there are so many manufacturing jobs available. Shut up and work.
I think that perhaps that was that from years ago? Or
no,
is
this
current?
Is from right now.
Oh, I just... I
there are so many
too.
Industrial jobs available now. Like, the only one you need to know is Capco.
Yeah.
Like, let's start at Capco.
Oh, you guys. Also, so nice. They were a client of mine, Capco, at one point, and very nice people.
Yes. Every interaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's so many. And
they throw great employee parties.
This is
one
of
them.
Yeah. This is, I drove past Dersey on Wednesday. Yeah. I almost took a pic because it was like at night and the sign was like beautiful with the accent over
it
the
better
E.
Better be beautiful.
And I was like,
Bridget, do you remember this place? I used to work there, everybody.
And I was like trying to take, and Mitchell's like, Durst, what's that?
Durst. Like, it's Dersey, everybody.
And then I tried to, I'm like, no, I'm not even going to explain this.
yeah, don't.
But like,
she's like, I know someone that used to work there.
The northwest side of Milwaukee is a shithole on the level of the Mos Eisley Spaceport.
But
Wretched
that's why
Hive and Scum and Villainy. And it's like, hey, everybody there that's doing drugs and shooting everybody else and saying that the government needs to help you. You clearly want this lifestyle.
Also, cheap land.
Like, you clearly want this lifestyle. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
If you know, you know. Move to D.C. Hate the weather and the culture. Every single conversation revolves around what do you do / who do you know? Meaning, can you help my career? And if you're not, you can't. I don't want to talk to you.
Ew.
Lived overseas for a while, enjoyed it, but difficult to find a long-term career in my field over there. Moved to Seattle, really loved it, but it's also impossible to buy a house or raise a family there.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very compassionate towards people experiencing homelessness, but the city seemed to literally not care at all about open heroin trading / usage and human excrement all over, which very tiring. Move back to Milwaukee. City has tons of issues, as we all know, but I feel happy here. I like the weather. The people are authentic and mostly kind. Yeah. It's unbelievably affordable. I live like a king.
It's so funny. I do have a friend that's lived in a lot of places, including New York City and Seattle. And he's like, people in Seattle are just so mean. And like, he lives in Chicago now. He's like, people in Seattle are just like not friendly. I don't, you know, and whatever. And yes, man, lots of homelessness.
I moved out to Washington State. Miss a lot of the more middle of the road people. Nice pace of life, aspects of Midwest and Milwaukee. But damn, the mountains and the beautiful nature. ... I'm living my best life out here. Smiley face emoji.
Oh boy.
My favorite one. It's shit!
What's shit?
I'm coming back soon. Moving away from Milwaukee. This one I think is funny. I left so I could raise a family that will experience true diversity. I mean, Milwaukee's pretty, pretty diverse. The segregation in Milwaukee is tough to parent through. Okay. I get that. But also, like, the way they do schools is...
You have a choice.
In addition to racial segregation, I experienced two different societies, those that went to college and work in an office and those that didn't. I now have lived in Las Vegas for more than a decade. My neighborhood is diverse and my kids get to grow up with classmates from all corners of the world. As for friends, I'm exposed to people who have taken a variety of career paths that makes for great conversations. This guy is just like, I'm like,
you have this choice in Milwaukee is the thing. My kids' daycare had every ethnicity in it, and you can choose then where you send them to school. If you're sending them to a private school in Shorewood, that's on you, man.
Also, like, yeah, there are two different Americas.
For sure.
Go to college, not that's go to college. Just, like, yeah. That's not just Milwaukee.
I was like, that's not just Milwaukee.
I'm going to end with one last one for you.
Oh, boy.
Because I feel like this is inspirational for you.
It's just making me sad, Nick.
Left MKE in 2012 for a job in Seattle. Love the area. Can't stand the phony-ass people.
Yes.
Brittany.
Stop it.
Sorry. Just kidding, Brittany. We love you. Moved from Washington to New York for another job in 2016. Love the real-ass people. Moved back to MKE during... Also, I just love that it's like MKE. Like,
and everyone knows.
Yep. Moved back to MKE during lockdown, and I'm here working for the same NY company. It's kind of awesome.
Oh, these people are such bros.
Anyway.
It's nice to feel that most people love Milwaukee in that article. I mean, it's a targeted article to get people to love Milwaukee, but...
Oh, it's a Reddit thread.
Or whatever, article, Reddit
thread. The next one's about this person's transgender and left and misses things, but it's...
Oh, that's heavy.
It's very heavy.
Reddit, man. Okay, I'm here to tell you, I don't think I've talked about this, but this has been weirdly exciting for literally no reason to me. Do you know there's a Twins Festival in a place called Twinsburg, Ohio?
Wait, what?
I know. I forget
when
it is.
Does Shannon know about this?
She does, because this is the important thing. We've joked about going. We've never gone, but like, wouldn't it be cool? But I'm not here to tell you about that.
We did some call with someone recently that they like asked to say something about you. Like, I'm a twin.
I always do that.
I love.
It's like three truths and a lie.
Yeah, when you know Bridget.
Whatever.
And like,
I'm a twin.
You're in a situation where bridges mean some people like, oh, tell me. And you're like, oh, I'm a twin. You're like, oh my God.
What else are you supposed to say? Like, I like purple.
I like purple. I have a twin. And I like coffee.
Yeah, it used to be like, I played volleyball. I don't know. I hate that shit. That's like, okay, just tell me about yourself. I'm like, okay, well, here are some things about me.
I mean, if I was related to Shannon, I'd brag about that too.
See? Okay.
The twin, and she's awesome.
Back to my really important news.
About twins.
I don't know if you've been targeted with this, but Gucci did a twins fashion show. They surprised everybody, and they did. It was during Milan Fashion Week, and so this was like a little over a week ago, and they called it Gucci Twinsburg, which is hilarious because Twinsburg, Ohio is like the kitschiest thing in the world, and then Gucci, luxury brand, is doing, so they did a whole runway show with identical twins, and it is bomb, and I don't know why they didn't call me to model in it.
Because you guys aren't identical twins.
Also, yeah, we don't look anything alike. These people look identical. It's awesome, isn't it?
Well, why don't we do... So there was Honky Tonk Fest in downtown Lake Geneva recently.
Uh-huh. It was huge.
Huge!
Huge!
It was as huge as a Donald Trump Make America Great Again rally.
Still.
Maybe we should have Twins Fest in Lake Geneva and...
Bro, no. No. Actually, I know a lot of twins.
Why don't we do it in Lyons, Wisconsin?
Perfect. In that park. There'll be 15 of us. 16, probably an even number. Okay, can I read you this quote? It's hilarious.
Yes.
It's not hilarious. It's just so like luxury fashion brand. Here's what they say about the twins fashion show. It's exactly the impossibility of the perfectly identical that nourishes the magic of twins. Twinsburg, I know, I just was dying. Twinsburg plays this game, producing a tension in the relationship between original and copy. As if by magic, clothes duplicate. They seem to lose their sense of singularity. The effect is alienating and ambiguous, almost a rift in the idea of identity. And then the revelation. The same clothes emanate different qualities on seemingly identical bodies. Can you just see this person draped in all black, tripping out of their mind, talking about like, whoa, twins are magic. But boom, they look different. And honestly, as trippy as that person sounds, who is the creative director? I should give the person. It's Alessandro Michel. But isn't they did this like as a nod to the town in Ohio. Like they did Twinsburg. They named it after the stupid festival. It's just so funny to me that Gucci took this like kitschy Ohio town and named a fashion show after it.
I'm going to go and try and find Shannon somehow before this episode releases and she listens to it. Because I just want to be like, hey, Shannon, you know, I was thinking about this. And the thing with twins is you produce a tension. A tension in the world between the original and the copy. As if by magic. You two duplicate. You seem to lose your sense of singularity.
She'll be
it's
like,
alienating and ambiguous. Almost a rift in the idea of identity. And then revelation.
Boom.
The same people emanate different qualities on seemingly identical souls.
It's so funny. Okay. It's
Shannon
so funny.
Would probably punch me in
she
the
would be like,
face.
What? But it's very true, actually. Because Shannon and I, like, we go through phases of looking alike. But at one of our most looking alike moments, she would put on this like style of dress, like a wrap dress. They always look fucking terrible on me. And they like made Shannon look like a size zero. And, you know, I'm like, how do I look 27 pounds heavier and you look like 10 pounds, you know, whatever.
It's the singularity of revelation emanating different qualities.
Oh, it's that. Anyway, it's awesome. And it made me feel the closest I'm ever going to get to Gucci in my life. So have you seen the movie, by the way?
No, I want to because I'm a big fan of Gaga. You know,
yeah, it's good. It's like trippy and weird, but it's good. So there you go. That's our breaking news for you guys.
I always thought it'd be fun to have twin daughters.
Oh no, I think my parents tried so hard. I wouldn't recommend it.
See, if I was your parents, I've named you Kate and Shannon duplicate.
Oh my gosh. Moving on. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Whoa. Nick has far more energy. These like liquid sugar drinks have not kicked in yet to me. I would say I don't know if Nick struggled with a product. I struggled coming up with a product because literally all I'm doing is shopping for home products right now.
I want to talk about my office and my desk, and I want to talk about my Waterpik.
I was like, can you guess, Bridget? Ha ha ha. Yes, Waterpik. I like go in my Amazon cart. Oh, all I'm looking at is freaking tile for my shower, bathroom flooring, wood flooring for upstairs, pendant lights, dining room chandelier, all fucking home products. So I have nothing to say except that I discovered a really awesome wholesale place that sells things from Target at 50%. So I found some counter height stools at a 50% deal. I'm very hesitant to announce where this place is because I do not want you to go there. It's in Burlington.
Wayfair thing is driving me insane.
Wayfair is not cheap anymore.
No, it's not. And it is so hit or miss if the stuff. So I bought stools for down here, actually, that I finally got to like putting it together because
I hate that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And they didn't ship things right. And it's like, you can't get your money back. Yeah. You can't like, and it's just like very clear. And I took too long to do it, everything. But yeah.
It used to be a really good deal.
And it's basically AliExpress.
Yes.
Without.
Because it's Wayfair, All Modern, and there's one other one. They're all the same. I know because I stocked the bed that we have. I stocked it forever, and it was out of stock. Whatever. Long story short, I learned they're all the same. So they're all just, like, labeled under something different, and they price things differently.
I don't like it. They do not stand behind the products at all. their filtering on their website sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
That's so my first not product recommendation.
I have no specific product except home things.
I have a not food that I liked.
Yeah, we're doing great for later. This week.
But I would like to tell you about my standing desk that again. I enjoy. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of advice. So mine was a significant chunk of change, but that's because it's now one, and I was like, I can spend the money, I can just do this right, and increase my productivity. I've used it as an investment in myself.
This is self-care.
So, boundaries. Anyway, if you work from home, if you work from anywhere, if you have an employer that supports you more than like Geneva Country Meat supports its employees,
stop.
Get yourself a standing desk. Here's what I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of companies that are about the same. The one that everybody knows that the New York Times Wirecutter recommends all the time, I looked at it a lot, but I bought mine from a place called Foley, and basically there's a lot of ones that are really good and they're basically the same, and find whoever has a sale because they all like do competing sales. So find wherever you can get it from the cheapest one. Foley, I like, it's nice. It's great quality. I don't feel like I'm going to die.
Great.
But so I'm 5 days in. So I know early days, I did not recommend my Waterpik this early because I wanted to wait.
How long did you wait? I thought it was like a week. Like
3 weeks. Because I want to see my dentist. So I could like report back, you know, like dentist says,
my teeth are doing great.
I mean, Laura was all in on it right away, but you know, she's not my dentist. She is a dentist, but she's not my dentist. It's like, I am a lawyer, but I'm not your lawyer. So do not take this as advice.
So please don't.
Anyway, I got to tell you, 5 days in, I got more energy. It's not just the Alani.
I'm not feeling this enthusiastic about things right now because I just am drowning in overwhelm. I'm just so overwhelmed. Fucking standing home renovation.
Desk. Be right back.
We're back.
Whew,
this is already scaring me.
I'm very excited about this.
I see the skills test.
So I've been trying to figure out how to do this because it's a little timely with Florida being wiped off the face of the earth.
Ooh.
What we have for you today,
I'm very scared,
is an ultimate survival skills quiz.
I will die.
So it's many questions. It's on howstuffworks.com.
Okay.
And we'll see how many you get right.
Okay. I can't wait.
So first question. What's the single most important thing you need to survive in the wild? Food, water, or warmth?
Water.
You're correct.
Yay!
The human body needs a minimum of 2 quarts, 1.9 liters, of water per day for good health. 1 day without water is cause for serious concern. And 3 days without water will lead to almost certain death.
I mean, so will hypothermia. So does that account for the fact they might live in Wisconsin? Okay, go on. Sorry.
If you're looking for insects to eat, which ones should you avoid? Big ones, bright ones, or ugly ones?
Well, this feels like it's not something I would know. Bright ones.
Correct.
It's the most logical one.
Although most insects are edible, a good rule of thumb is to steer clear of brightly colored ones as well as those that are hairy or pungent.
Oh, you know what would teach me wrong? Lion King. They eat all the bright ones.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I take all of
but
my best advice.
But you're not a warthog.
I'm also never going to eat
meerkat,
an insect, I don't
or
think.
Or a lion.
No, I'm not.
It's a good idea to build your shelter near what? Cliffs, dry riverbeds, or a water source?
A water source?
Also correct. Staying near a source of water is a good idea when building a shelter. You should avoid natural hazards like cliffs and dry riverbeds.
Why dry river? Oh, because in case the flood, water yeah, comes flood, back. Flood. I was like, in case the water
like
comes
Florida.
Back. But that's a lot of water. Anyway,
insect larvae contain a lot of protein. Where are the best places to find these insect eggs?
Moist areas.
Rocks attached to the insect. Animal droppings.
I just want to throw up. Moist areas under rocks.
You're correct.
Look at me. I'm going to survive great.
Insect eggs can be found in a moist area under rocks and inside rotten tree logs or stumps.
You guys, this just like makes me want to throw up talking about it. I will die in the wilderness.
Well, not according to this because you're four out of four good right now.
I just know the answer. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Why should you try to avoid sleeping directly on the ground? to avoid bugs, to eliminate the risk of contracting disease, or to keep from losing body heat.
Body heat. Although all of those things sound accurate.
Sleeping on the ground can lead to loss of body heat.
Yeah.
You'll retain more warmth by piling grass or pine needles on the ground to sleep on.
Oh, great. So cozy. Pine needles? Who doesn't want to sleep on needles? Me. Gross.
What type of food or beverages should you avoid in cases of hypothermia? Hot chocolate, trail mix, caffeine.
Caffeine.
Correct. Warm, sweet liquids such as hot chocolate will give the body energy to produce heat. Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates such as trail mix can stimulate the metabolism.
Yeah, yeah.
Caffeine is not good because it actually draws body heat to the extremities and away from the core.
Okay.
Is that why my toes are so hot right now? Because of all the Elena energy?
I don't know,
my
man.
Toes aren't hot.
My toes aren't hot. I do feel energized suddenly. Okay, go on.
Why should you melt snow or ice before eating it? To avoid cutting your mouth on sharp ice? To avoid brain freeze?
No.
Yes. Or to avoid dehydration?
I don't know the answer to this. To avoid dehydration?
That's correct.
I don't get it.
Eating frozen snow and ice will reduce your core body temperature and lead to dehydration.
Whoa, but if you melt it, it's going to be better?
Evidently. You know, that's one thing they say if you're dieting is that you should drink super cold water because it takes more calories for your body to
burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
because you got to heat it back up.
Okay, well, that's weird. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, think about, you know, like if you put cold water and how long it takes to boil versus hot water.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, energy use one way or another.
Well, that's a good tip I learned. Now I know. Eat insects, melt snow, sleep on pine needles. Okay, I'm going to be good to go.
Which of these wild berries are safe when ripe and cooked, but can cause nausea when eaten off of the bush?
Oh.
Golden currants. Elderberries, raspberries.
I have a fucking clue. Elderberries.
Oh my God, you're correct.
I know it's not raspberries.
Elderberries, Sambucus canonensis, contains poisons like cyanogenic glycoside.
Wow.
Which can cause nausea and vomiting.
Gross. But how would one know
this? I thought for sure you'd be dead.
Me too. Me too.
Man. Tyler's lucky to have you.
Yeah, look at me. I can't even talk about insects, but, you know, I know that I shouldn't.
When Walking Dead happens, we're going to Bridget's house.
Yes.
How can you determine the distance of an oncoming storm? By the time between flashes of lightning and claps of thunder. Thunder. Feel the thunder.
Feel the thunder.
Lightning and the thunder. By the length of the lightning bolt or by the loudness of the thunder.
Wait, re-ask the question. I got distracted.
How can you determine the distance of an oncoming storm?
Oh, okay. Read the answers again.
Would you like to use it in a sentence?
Between lightning and thunder, right?
Yep.
Between the, is that one of the answers?
That's one of the answers.
Yeah, that's the answer.
You're correct.
I know, because I love the weather.
You were going to be a meteorologist.
I mean, I was never going to be. I just thought I should.
Count the number of seconds between flashes and claps and divide this number by 5 to estimate how many miles away an approaching storm is.
I used to be terrified that every time it thunderstormed, I thought it was going to tornado. So my parents taught me all of these things like at a young age of like, this is really far away. Here's how you can tell.
It's a coping mechanism. I like it.
I mean, it is. It was great. My anxiety, it turns out, started way back then.
I almost shared an article about Therapy in America's BS.
Yeah, because everyone has anxiety.
Yes,
yeah.
In response to your everybody has anxiety thing.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really interesting, nuanced article. It was too nuanced to discuss.
On a podcast?
Yeah, it was like
we'll just do it some other time.
It was way too nuanced. It was interesting. Because it's like an availability, quality, like everybody just wants it. We all want to say like, I'm in therapy. It's very interesting. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I have been in and out of therapy. Because I constantly, okay, whatever. We talk about this all the time. Move on.
An insect diet can actually save your life by providing you with which of these much needed bodily sources of energy? Protein, carbohydrates, fat.
Carbs?
No, come on.
Protein.
I should have let you get that one wrong, but it's obviously protein.
I mean, I want protein was my gut, but then I thought maybe it would be weird.
It's also an insect's gut because the majority of an insect's body is pure protein. Insects actually hold more than 3 times the amount of protein for their size as beef.
Oh, I just thought that maybe some weird thing I didn't know about insects is that they were good for carbs.
Which is also a weird way of saying to eat 3 ounces of beef, you need to eat 9 ounces of insects to get the same amount of protein.
Should that be our next marketing campaign?
I mean, kind of. That would be hilarious. Maybe. To do a like.
For Halloween.
Hey, everybody. Did you know? Also, exciting news. Lake Geneva Country Meats, Lake Geneva's best butcher shop. Mwah, mwah. Also, Lake Geneva's only butcher shop.
We win it every year.
I feel like we should do an ad for that. That's like, hey, we won. Also, we're your only butcher shop. When you want good meat, come and get us.
Well, maybe we will.
As like a kind of just victory parade.
I bet that everyone would love that.
I like victory parades.
Okay. Am I dead yet in in nature?
There are more. There's a lot more.
What? No, we cannot handle it.
What do lush vegetation and swarming insects often indicate? Dead animals, water, or fertile soil?
I feel like I could indicate all those things. Lush vegetation and swarming insects. Water.
You're correct. Ample plant life, insects, bird flight paths, and animal tracks can all point towards water
Everyone
sources.
Everyone needs water.
Everyone needs water.
And the animals. Wow. I am a savant, Nick.
So you got 10 out of 10. I'm going to start Except for that carb one.
Not the carb one. That one doesn't count.
Using the simple snare, how should you measure the size of the noose?
Oh, what?
Double the size of the animal's foot, the size of the animal's head, or 1.5 times the size of an animal's head?
Double their foot.
Nope.
Damn.
1.5 times the size of the animal's head.
That just
when
didn't
attempting
make sense.
To catch dinner using the simple snare, it's best to tie the noose at 1.5 times
the
size.
What the hell is a simple snare?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a Boy Scout.
I was like, well, it would help if I knew what a simple snare was. But I don't.
Which symptom below does not indicate hypothermia? Stiff joints, cough, loss of bladder control.
Bladder control?
That's incorrect.
Really? Is it a cough?
Yeah, it's a cough. When in extremely cold condition, watch out for stiff joints, loss of bladder control, puffy face, mental confusion, shivering, slow pulse, loss of coordination, and slurred speech to indicate an onset of hypothermia.
I didn't know you lose bladder control. I feel like you probably also have a cough. I feel like you're going to be coughing.
Here's a good one.
Because your lungs are freezing.
What feature of the snake is used to determine if the snake is venomous? Tail, eyes, or tongue?
Tail?
No, it's eyes.
Oh, that would have been my last choice.
Tend to have elliptical pupils, while non-venomous snakes have round pupils.
Who's looking a snake
this
in its eyes?
This is not foolproof, though, as the poisonous coral snake has round pupils.
Oh, thank you.
Not to mention, you don't want to get that close to a snake to find
That's
out.
That's what I'm saying. Who's like, let me see, little buddy. This is my biggest fear with snakes, is they can do anything. Because they can just slither in any which way and wrap you up and kill you. I hate snakes so much.
What insect is the most popular edible insect in the world? Ant, grasshopper, or beetle?
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. It's not.
What?
The beetle species are the most popular edible insect in the world. Placing these critters over a fire will make them a sizzling delight.
What? But you don't dip them in chocolate like you do grasshoppers? Isn't that a thing people eat? Like chocolate-covered grasshoppers?
Yep.
Not me, people?
Oh, they're gross.
No, fuck. Why would I ever do that?
I've done it because I'm like, I don't know. Is this actually a threat to my beef empire?
Sure not.
Sure not. All right, so this is a real practical one that, like, I hope you get this one right.
Stop with the
pressure.
If
you're facing the sun at noon in the northern hemisphere, walking towards it will take you in which direction? I'm not even going to give you the multiple choices.
If I'm facing the sun at noon?
Mm-hmm.
The sun's, but it's noon, north? Well, I mean, like, because east, west, the sun is directly above me. Sunsets. Oh, south. Sorry. I was like, oh, wait, south. Sorry. Sorry, that was dumb.
Walking directly toward the sun at noon takes you south. Walking with the sun to your back takes you north.
You guys should have seen me. I was literally pointing.
The opposite is true in the southern hemisphere.
Well, obviously, that's what I was thinking. Oh, that's funny. I'm going to die in the woods. I won't eat the insects.
One last one.
Great.
Which of the following isn't a method used to start a fire without a match? soda can and chocolate method.
Which one is the battery method?
Uh-huh. And the animal dung method.
Oh, Jesus. Soda can and chocolate.
I mean, I don't know what any of these are.
The animal dung I've heard of.
A battery, a magnifying lens, and even a soda can with chocolate can be used to produce a spark
for fire. Animal dung can't?
Animal dung cannot.
Why? I feel like definitely you could light that shit on fire.
Ah, dead joke.
Well, that was fun.
So Bridget's mostly going to survive in the wild.
No, no. Just because I know what I'm supposed to do, I might just rather die than eat insects that may or may not kill me from the inside. Is this one bright? I don't know. Is red considered a bright color? I don't think I should eat a red ant.
So much anxiety.
I'm already freaking out about
Where's my therapist?
Where's my therapist to tell me that I shouldn't go to the woods? Well, Nick, that was weird. Also, is this bruised?
Yeah, it is a little bit, yeah.
My elbow is, like, I just did this and was like, why is it bruised?
Yeah, it's a little bit. Yep.
Okay, guys, I'm dying.
But let's talk about butterboards.
I'm not even in nature and I'm dying. Okay, have you guys heard about the butterboard trend? Have you been living under a rock? What do you think about them?
Okay, so I originally thought it was just like, so Ron and I, oh man, this is a Ron-heavy episode.
Front end and tail end.
Ron and I have discussed this because Ron and I are known to just like eat a wheel of butter with some bread.
I mean, that sounds great.
This is what Ron and I do. And we're like, I don't know. I mean, because I think Ron should make butter. Ron's investigated making butter. Ron is, in addition to being a licensed cheesemaker, a licensed butter maker.
What?
Yeah.
Make me some butter. Just kidding, Ron. I love you. Ronnie.
Make her Watch some out. Butter,
Lucy
Ron.
Is gonna. Lucy's going to start requesting, Ronnie, where's my butter?
Lucy's going to be standing outside the cheese shop with a knife.
Give me my butter,
a
Ronnie.
A butter knife. Anyway, and we're both like, we get butter boards because, like, we would try different. But, like, I don't know. Is that some? So then I actually looked at the trend. And no, it's like a layer of butter and stuff on top of it. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Oh, my God. It looks so good. But it's like
everybody
focaccia.
Touches it. Everybody touches it.
Well, everybody touches the cheese on a cheese board.
I feel like butter has more germs on it.
You're not touching it with your hands. Who's just like grabbing a handful of butter? You're using a butter knife or a piece of bread. Lucy. Me, maybe? Elliot? Okay. Here's how I
It's like mez, but instead of like you're just on the board with some hummus, it's butter.
Yeah. Are you lifting that with your hands? Hummus?
Well, you have the what do they call flatbread in North Africa?
Naan?
Is it naan? No. I thought that was India.
That's India. Okay, you have some kind of bread. This is going to drive me crazy because it's going to... Oh, geez, Louise.
It's called flatbread.
Okay, so flatbread.
Pita. Oh, my God.
Whoa, guys. Whoa.
It's pita.
What's that word again? With the euro?
What do they call pita bread? The Mediterranean?
Oh, my God. Okay, shit. Here's what I have to say. It looks like a beautiful piece of focaccia, these beautiful butter boards. So I just want one placed in front of me, and I want a delicious piece of bread from Simple. And then you just dip it like this, right? I feel like you and Ron would love that. I mean, who wouldn't love this is what I'm saying.
But when you're in close of physical proximity as me and Ron, we all have the same germs already.
So who cares? You're not sharing
germs.
But
you're going to like a party, and it's like randos germs.
You're not like licking a butter board. You're just taking a spoonful or a knifeful and putting it on your appetizer plate if you're at a party. I don't understand this. I love this trend. It is not any more gross than a dip.
I know people.
And people are gross.
And people are going to put their bare paws in the butter and then lick them.
Who the hell is going to use
this? This is Wisconsin, Bridget.
I don't want to be at a party with people who are scooping butter with their hands.
I guarantee you that's what's happening now.
Okay. I'm not here for that, but I am here for scooping a butter board with a piece of bread. They're beautiful. Make me a butter board.
We're going to start the next trend, which is going to be a pate board. And instead of the butter, it's going to be liver pate on the bottom.
I'm busy. Okay.
I'm going to make you film it.
I'm going to throw up. I have not had a butter board. But I have started roasting fall vegetables, which is like my favorite thing in the world.
I'm with you. We got some rutabaga in the store that I'm very excited about.
Don't think I've ever had rutabaga.
It's really good when you roast it. Also, you can matchstick it and like fry it and use it on like salads. It's like a tasty.
Wow.
Like it. So I will acknowledge this is like a little much prep because like matchstick cutting stuff, rutabag is actually easy because it's fairly cheap and like you just square it off and then it's not that many cuts to matchstick because you can get it in a square pretty easily.
Okay.
And then.
I don't even know what a rutabaga looks like if I'm being honest.
I'm going to Google it. Like, it looks like a big radish.
Oh yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking
about. And then like just dump it in some oil that you have like sizzling and they get like.
It just like defeats the purpose of a vegetable.
No, because it's like if you put like a tortilla strip on a salad.
Yeah.
But it's healthy, actually.
Yeah, except that it's fried in oil.
Just use vegetable oil.
I'm talking like cut up all the root vegetables.
You can pickle them as well. They're really good pickled. Like rutabaga needs to be cooked, but also it can be roasted.
Well, I'm excited about fall roasted veggies topped with goat cheese.
We have this really good goat cheese in the store right now. It's the most expensive cheese we've ever had in the store.
Wow, delicious.
It's $35 a pound. But basically, it's like $8 a piece.
Oh, yeah. See, that's totally. Yeah. I hate that we say it per pound because then you're
have to what? Because the stupid weights and measures people.
But it's just like per piece. What is it?
Yep. So I would like to talk about what I hated this week instead of what I loved because your next thing, you had two things.
I did because.
The next thing I'm all over.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about.
Which is
why I put a second.
I went to Miller Park for a Brewers game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a sweet situation.
Oh, that's why you were by Jersey. Gotcha.
And, yeah, why else would I be by Jersey?
I don't know. I was like, what is he doing? Palermo's?
I mean, yeah. Yum.
That's where we had lunch like every day.
Also, there was brats, hot dogs, and burgers. And the burgers, like, on a buffet like that, you're like, no. Like, this is...
I mean...
No. The hot dogs and the brats are fully cooked already, so you know, like...
Safe.
Safe. I was like, you know what? Johnsonville has a sponsorship there now. It's a big thing. They beat out Clements. Like, you know what? People always tell me, Nick, I don't like bratwurst. I really don't like the casings. But I like yours. So I'm like, you know what? Because everybody's like, I have Johnsonville brats. I hate them. Like, you know what? I'm going to try a Johnsonville brat.
Yeah.
Haven't had one in forever because I always get a hot dog when I'm at a baseball game because they're $6 instead of $8. Yeah. And like psychologically, that's a huge difference. Johnsonville bratwursts are disgusting.
Are they?
They're terrible.
Couldn't tell you last
There's
time I had
about
one.
Seven things wrong with them.
Well.
Like texturally gross.
What? Oh, the texture.
Texturally disgusting. One of the worst things I've had.
Is it because they're like much more mass produced or?
Yes. They use, yes. Lots of things.
Yes. Okay.
And also like the seasoning is like so inoffensive to be offensive.
Cause it's like, it needs to be more offensive?
Yes. Like it needs to be like, it's just like, oh, hey, we season a little bit. And you're like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Cause like you
season it more.
You use like just enough like marjoram or something.
Oh.
Cause like that's a traditional brat thing. So like you use just enough of it to be like, there's marjoram in this and it's disgusting. Like if you would have used more, you'd be like, oh, it's kind of earthy. I like it.
Oh, it's the
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gosh, I really want to, I didn't eat brats before I started working at Lake Geneva.
Gross. I should have got a hot dog.
Oh, that's disgusting to think that a hot dog is superior.
Also, their all-inclusive sweet thing. I know, first world problems, world's smallest violin, that you're able to get like, quote unquote, all you can drink, included basically 2.5 because of the number of people there. Your choice of 12-ounce, not 16-ounce, Miller Lights or Coors Lights.
Do you know whose fault that is? It's not Miller Park's fault. It's the organizer. Want to know how
I Well,
know
yeah,
that?
You could have like upgraded to the ridiculous.
You choose what goes in the fridge of the event organizer, because I've been that person. You choose what goes in the fridge at your suite. But you can always add on while you're there. You can call your person and say, hey, add on more of this. And also you can choose to unlock the liquor cabinet or not.
Also, the they had a dessert cart going by.
Yes,
which
that was
is
not included.
Literally.
Oh, I love the dessert cart.
All of the desserts that we buy at Lake Geneva Country Meats from Sysco.
Oh, yeah, for sure it is. But, I mean, they're delicious.
They left them on the cardboard thing with the deli paper between them and were literally tearing them off. I'm like,
for sure. No,
you all are charging me $14 a piece for this thing that cost you $14 total. Wait, and you can't even, like.
You didn't pay for the dessert.
Oh, no, they were an extra. And it was everybody. It wasn't just our suite. It was literally everybody.
You can choose to include the dessert
cart.
Well,
then nobody included it.
I think we included it. Anyway. Maybe it's changed. This was a million years
ago. I just
want
to say I'm mad at the Brewers games because now it's like $8 a beer. I mean, $8
for a beer, honestly, is cheaper than I would have thought. Because ridiculous. Beer, what? At, oh, Alpine Valley. Their drinks. There's it's like $22 for a cocktail, I think, at Alpine Valley. I would never buy a cocktail there, but I think I saw a sign that said that.
I think a hot dog should cost like $4.
$3.
At a ballpark.
Maybe. Maybe $5.
Cost you like 60 cents for the hot dog, 20 cents for the bun.
But think of all that temp staff.
$4. Like it should be $4.
Yeah, because the service is also always terrible.
Yep.
I mean, at the suites, it's okay, maybe, but like concession stand staff also used to work in that field, my friends.
But let's talk about something that was delicious.
Soup dumplings. Bah, 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 bah. Okay, I was wondering, did Simona like them?
She did. We cut them up for her because, like, she, you know.
Nick and I both experienced some delicious soup dumplings.
Monday was National Dumpling Day.
I know, I said the same thing before. So Nick gifted me some delicious, perfectly bite-sized
soup
dumplings.
Because, like, they said, like, bite the top off, slurp it. I was like, no, I'm just going to.
Yeah, I bit mine in half. So, like, the first bite was very juicy, and the second one was not as juicy. But we only had time. It was a chaotic night, so we only made the chicken ones. We didn't have the pork ones yet.
So Simona enjoyed them. We cut them up for her, and it was, like, great for her. And also, Sarah had the great idea. She's like, make some broth with these.
Oh.
So, like, I actually made, like, some broth and noodles.
Didn't you just dip it in the sauce?
Not for Simona. I mean, I did.
Yeah.
So, like, we gave her a little bit of broth, a couple noodles, and then we cut the dumpling up and put it in there. And she loved it. It was like, because she thought it was like soupy.
Soupy, yeah. My kids don't like soup, sadly.
Oh, Simona, soupy is her favorite
thing in the world. Everyone else's kids I know love soup, not mine.
I love them. I just was like throwing them into my mouth and like.
But did you steam them?
Sarah didn't like them.
She didn't?
She actually had a valid point. So I liked them because, like, it was obviously, like, processed to crap. Like, delicious Asian food.
Soup dumpling.
MSG's, like, number one ingredient. I loved them. She had the good point of, like, the, like, compressed texture of the meat. She
For sure.
Like,
but that's what dumplings. Does she not eat dumplings?
She just, so she said that, you know, like, since being married to you, like, the quality of meat matters more to me because growing up, I had a lot of, like, crappy meat.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm used to.
I'm like,
I get that. I appreciate that.
Me too.
I'm also here for like crappy, horrible processed meat sometimes. And when I eat dumplings.
Yeah. You just know that that's what it is.
Yep. So like I get her point.
I do too.
It was a good point.
But that's why I like that these were mini because I can't handle it in a bigger quantity.
Agreed.
But I like it when it's not too much because
I loved it. I thought the texture was perfect for this.
Yeah, I thought the size was perfect.
She really liked the noodle quality.
Yeah.
Because like the noodle was like, we steamed them.
Yeah, we did too.
Yep.
It was good. I want to try them pan fried though. Because that's how we eat, not soup dumplings, but like other, I don't think it would work as well for soup dumplings.
I agree with you. Like you'll get.
I've only ever had soup dumplings steamed.
So I thought they were delicious.
Anyway, they were ordered on Gold Belly and check out Gold Belly if you never have.
We'll send the link to this place.
Yeah. Gold Belly is the bomb.
I was really happy with them.
Yeah, thanks for that,
man. It was
just
like a good like.
Yeah, it was like perfect for a chilly fall night. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
And an easy dinner.
I mean, dumplings are just.
Guys, we've made it.
We have
been a long journey, but it's time for. Kid Corner! I had to change mine at the last minute because it happened last night.
You go do one, I'll do mine.
Okay.
You do your other
one. Well, I changed it. I added. I'm going to brag about Elliot real
quick. You got two kids. It's fine.
Well, he knew where the Gulf of Mexico was, and I was so proud. This is not my Kid Corner, but we were talking about the hurricane. My kids love like looking at radar maps.
If you walk towards the sun at noon, you'll get to the Gulf of Mexico. Because it's good in the south.
Because we're in the northern hemisphere. We went on a vacation on the Gulf of Mexico. So we talked about the hurricane. We said, oh, it's going, you know, it's going to hit Florida. This was a few days ago. And he goes, is it in the Gulf of Mexico? And I was like, shit, kid, I barely know where the Gulf of Mexico is. Just kidding, everybody.
And I'm a grown-ass
woman.
But,
like, I definitely didn't know where the Gulf of Mexico was when I was six. Brittany probably did, but I didn't. And just so, yeah, I was so proud of him. But that's not my kid corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready for mine.
Okay, go.
I'll let you do.
Yep, yep, no, go, go for it.
Simona started saying, I'm crabby.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, kind of crabby, but also like, she's using like, we're like, hey, why did you just decide to like pee your pants? And she's like, it's because I'm crabby.
I mean, that's a statement.
Like, I think her teachers are like, why are you crabby? And she's like, oh, I can say I'm crabby to explain bad behavior.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
It's also like this morning, she's like, she woke up. And we're like playing and having a nice time. And she's like, okay, I'm going to eat my breakfast because I'm crabby. It's like,
oh, you don't know what it means. Yes. I know. I fall in the trap of thinking my kid is way smart, of course. So I'm like, oh, good. Thank you for describing your feelings. You're crappy. That's good. Acknowledge that. And then you're like, oh, you actually have no idea. You have no idea what you're talking about.
So it's like funny because I was just like, hey, I'm crappy. And you're like, I don't want to laugh at this. I don't want to acknowledge it because like, I don't want to like normalize this.
Kids are hard.
That's fine.
Kids are hard. What do you do?
Also, should I talk about how like she decided she's just going to like flip tables over at school? We got a message from school like Simona is flipping tables and throwing chairs. And
that's drastic.
So we responded. We're like, because we're like Sarah and I talked to each other and we're like,
how does one respond to this?
Literally, she's never done anything near this and not doing the, like, my kid's perfect. Right. Nothing.
But that's a big jump.
Yeah. But yeah. It's like, she's literally done none of this.
Yeah.
Like, never.
I've never seen her shove another kid or push a chair. Yeah.
And so it's like,
thank you.
Thanks for letting us know. We're really sorry. That's not good. Also,
we've never
seen this. So what happened that could have triggered it? We'd like to make sure we do what we can to prevent, because it's like,
because you have to take this on.
And then we had this open house thing, which is really cool. And like, good job, parent, teachers, like they did an incredible job. Like how much they care. It's so cool that these daycare teachers that get paid nothing, like take so much pride and care so much.
Nothing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you have a director?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was this kid that were like,
you are why Simona's dumping tables.
I just want to like take a picture of it and be like, hey, next time you send me this message, I'm going to send this back.
Send it to that parent. We actually, off topic, we took video and photo. I did. Lucy got sent home from school yesterday and I was like, okay. You know,
not because she's misbehaving.
Oh, no. Sorry. Because she was sick. And, you know, the school calls.
There
were
some hard air quotes.
The school calls and it's like, oh, you know, this list of things. I'm like, okay.
Does she have COVID?
She's fucking with you. Does she have a fever? Does she have something contagious? You know, she doesn't have a fever. What would you like to do? Well, I don't know. I can't see her.
I would like her to stay there because I have a job.
Right. I was like, well, I'd like her to stay, but you will judge me. You know, so I picked her up and she was so far from even a little bit sick. Like she wasn't even a little. The weirdest thing she did.
Like, I played all of you.
Yeah. She jumped on the trampoline. She ran. Mom, you want to race? She played soccer. So I videotaped all of it. So today when I went back to school, because I'm like, I'm not keeping her home today. She's perfectly fine. So I went in, I kept all the video in case they want to call me again. And I was like, yeah, I had a long talk with the two teachers, like her classroom and then her like wraparound care. And was like, and they're like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm like, I'm not blaming you. I'm just like telling you I'm not sending my sick kid to school because she's not sick. So, but you're like, shit, it's only September. This is going to be a long school year. Like, so anyway, it's hard. I get it. Everyone's life is hard. But want to know how I really knew Lucy wasn't sick? It's finally happened. My kid swore. And yeah. And I was like, and it was 100% my fault. So
Lucy?
Lucy, of course.
Was the first one the C word.
It was Lucy. She said shit. Because so she has this necklace. It's my necklace, but it has an L on it. And so she's like, it's Lucy. It's my name. And she always borrows it. She always steals it. You know, whatever. So she wanted to put it on her headboard. She has a twin bed and it has like a headboard. But there's like a little bit of a gap because I didn't like properly secure. I don't know, whatever. There's a gap between like the mattress and this like cabinet thing, whatever. It dropped right down there and she was freaking out. And it was easy enough to get, but like when I say easy, it wasn't
little
really,
kid logic.
Wasn't easy to get, but it was like, it was worth getting.
Straightforward enough.
Yeah, to not have the meltdown. So I was like trying to dig it out and I'm like using this long stick, you know, hanger or something to reach it.
Or
and
you could have just had Tyler pick up the bag.
Well, Tyler was installing our lights in the living room with my dad.
Oh, that's super easy for a tall person awesome. Like him.
I know. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. So at one point I was like, oh, shh. And I didn't say shit. I just did like SH. And then I was like, oh, shh. And Lucy goes, shit. And I was like, Lucy. And I immediately I stopped everything I was doing.
Lucille
like, sat down,
May.
And I said, oh, Lucy, mommy shouldn't have said that. But I didn't say shit. I just said SH. Like I was about to say it, you know. And I was like, Lucy. That's a word for only adults. You can't say that. And she, like Elliot has sworn before, I think, I don't really know. And he takes it like, oh yeah, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Lucy is just like, yeah, mom, whatever. Like when I'm like, Lucy, that's a word for only adults. I bet you money when I get her report from today, it's going to be like, Lucy said shit in the classroom. So we'll see. I'll report back on that, guys. It was a great moment.
Good luck, Lucy.
Good luck.
Good luck.
That's all.
I'm just impressed it wasn't like, something worse.
Elliot said fuck once. And then we told him and he felt so terrible. He just didn't know, right? Like, and so he felt very bad.
I'm pretty sure Simona's heard the word wanker.
Oh, yeah.
Too many soccer. Times because, like, we drive around, you know, like, listening to soccer podcast. Also, riveting. Like, the C word is very normalized in England.
Yep, yep. Yeah, it's maybe don't listen to those with her.
There. Well, now it's at the point.
I was like, she's too old
it's
for that.
Yep. So it's at the point I can't listen to them anymore. And, like, the C word is very not okay with. So yeah, like, that's the other one I'm scared that she's going to be like.
She's that's a bad wank. One. Yeah, that's like, a bad one. Wanker, you're at least like, well, that's not even an American word. Good times.
You know, the double wanker.
Oh, you guys, I wish you could. I wish some days I wish we were still doing this on video. Not today, because I have like a weird zit like I'm in high school again. And my sister, I saw her
you
this
don't
morning.
Have a zit there. I oh, do. Yeah, you do, yeah.
Isn't it so weird? I haven't like gotten a zit, and actually, my sister's like.
It looks like a bruise.
Well, I'm getting mysterious bruises. What's happening?
Tyler.
Shannon's like, oh, that zit on your forehead? And I was like, yes! It's so weird. I have not. Anyway, okay, guys, that's all. I'm 15 at heart.
That's why we like these. Alani.
Speak of the devil, Shannon is calling me. I won't answer. We won't make it any longer, but thanks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.